بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. One of the most important aspects of this life is number one, having a proper foundation, which we all begin with. We all begin with the fitra, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord, that He created us, He is in control of all things, and nothing deserves to be worshipped except Him. And then it is a matter of maintaining that foundation. And reminders benefit the believers. Being reminded of the reality of that foundation is of the utmost importance, because as we traverse this worldly life, we're on this journey, there is the straight path which leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jannah, but then there are many other paths, and we are constantly being called and pulled in these other directions. So it's crucial that we are reminded of the straight path and that we reevaluate every day and make sure that we are on the straight path. So today I just wanted to share a reminder and actually an example, because using examples can be a very effective means to remind somebody or to explain something or to make a certain concept stand out in somebody's mind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He uses examples. He likens spending for His sake to seeds that sprout forth multiple other seeds. Allah likens the day of resurrection and about how He's going to give life to human beings again in the hereafter, similarly to how Allah gives life to crops and to the earth in this life. We see that if there's no rain falling, then the crops, they dry out, they turn brown and crumble. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down rain, it turns green again. So right before our very eyes in this world, we see the earth, we see that it dies and Allah gives it life. So similarly, Allah is going to cause us to die and will give us life. And likewise, the Prophet ﷺ would use examples. For example, a good companion being like one who sells perfume. When you're around somebody who sells perfume, you're going to enjoy the smell and you'll probably get some of the smell on you as well. Whereas the example of a bad companion is like the blacksmith's bellows or furnace, where you're going to be smelling a foul odor, or you can even get burnt being in that sort of an environment. So today I want to bring forth an example that inshallah hopefully will help us consider throughout our day the reality of our iman, the reality of our belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how important it is to remember and conceptualize this reality. So first of all, to get that foundational proper understanding, we need to know that iman, our belief, it's something that fluctuates. It's something that goes up and increases and gets stronger when we obey Allah, when we obey the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam. When we do good deeds, this is a means for our iman to increase and go up. Whereas the opposite is also true. Our iman also decreases. So when we disobey Allah, when we disobey the Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, when we sin, we do things that are bad, this is a means for our iman to go down. So the example I want to use is that of our bank accounts. Anybody who is of a certain age and they have certain responsibilities, they know the importance of their bank account. It's something that a responsible individual has to keep their eye on, because there are bills to pay. You need to pay your rent. You need to make sure that you are providing for your family, that you have enough money to pay the bills, to buy food, to pay tuition, or whatever it is. There are all these different expenses in the life of this world. So I wanted to compare our bank accounts to our iman, because many of us, we see that, yes, our bank accounts, they are important. They're something that we keep an eye on a regular basis. Likewise, our iman is even more important. It's something that we should keep even more of an eye on every day. But also, just like iman fluctuates, we see that our bank account fluctuates. Sometimes we're making deposits. Sometimes our balance is going up. You're seeing plus signs with green. You added this much. You got a paycheck. You made a deposit. And you see your funds going up and increasing. So you can think about this with your iman. Are you making deposits every day for your iman? Are you praying? Are you focusing in your salah? Are you reading Quran? Are you making your adhkar, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making dua to Him? This is the sort of thing that is going to put deposits, so to speak, in your iman and cause your iman to go up. But as we said, the opposite is also true. When it comes to your bank account, you start withdrawing money. And now you're seeing negatives show up on your bank account. Now you start seeing these red numbers. You took out this much. You spent this much on that or this, that, and the third. And now your account balance is going down and it's going down. Likewise, when it comes to your iman, when you sin, when you disobey Allah, you disobey the Messenger of Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam, your iman starts going down. You start to withdraw from your iman. And when it comes to our bank accounts, this is something very practical that we can easily understand. We know the importance of it. If I don't have enough money in my bank account to pay the rent, then they're going to kick me out of my house. They're going to kick me out of my apartment. If I don't pay certain bills, they're going to shut off the electricity. They're going to kick me or my child out of school. There are all these different consequences that make us completely, fully aware of the importance of making sure you have enough money in your bank account, which is why so many people today spend so much of their lives chasing money. To many people, that is what it's all about, just trying to get money all the time. However, as aware as all of us are in chasing money, in focusing on our bank accounts, making sure we are making deposits, being concerned with where we're spending that money, we're working hard to earn the money, let's be conscious of where we spend it. We need to be even more aware of our iman. Because when you lose your iman, it's worse than being evicted. It's worse than being kicked out of school. It's worse than not having food to eat. Because having no iman, dying upon that, leads to eternal hellfire, which we can't even imagine. Anything that we can even imagine in this world, the hellfire, Jahannam, is going to be worse than that. So however conscious we are of chasing money and focusing on our bank accounts, we need to be even more conscious of our iman. We need to work even harder to make deposits, to read Quran, to learn our deen, to solidify our foundation, to pray, to fast, to do what we have to do so that our iman is going up. And just like you wouldn't go to the bank and withdraw all your money and flush it down the toilet or set it on fire, we have to make sure that we also don't destroy our iman in such a frivolous manner. Is doing that particular sin that you are walking toward worth your iman decreasing? Worth withdrawing from your bank account of iman? The next day when you wake up and you feel that your iman has decreased, will it have been worth it? Even though we don't have a resource in front of us today to see all the transactions going on with our iman in terms of good deeds and bad deeds, like we do our bank account with deposits and withdrawals, we must remember that the angels, the malaika, are writing it all down. Everything has been written down that we're doing. And a day is going to come where we're going to open our books and we're going to be able to evaluate every single atom's weight of good that we do, we will see. And every single atom's weight of bad that we do, we will see. So hopefully, inshallah, this will be a reminder for us. Whenever we look at our bank accounts from here on out, we will remember our iman as well. We will remember the day of judgment when we will be seeing all of the good, all of the deposits we're doing, and we will also see all of the bad, all the withdrawals that we're doing in regards to our iman, similar to how we look at our bank accounts. And I just want to close by saying, we all sin, we all make mistakes, but every time we commit a sin, we do a bad deed, we should make sure that we follow it up with a good deed. Just like every time you are making withdrawals from your bank account, you want to make sure that you work, that you can make a deposit to make up for that. In fact, you want to deposit even more than what you took out. So we should always try to follow our bad deeds up with good deeds, and we should try to repent. We should make the intention when we fall into sin. No matter how many times we fall into it over and over again, we should never despair regarding the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should understand that He accepts repentance. He is the most forgiving. May Allah accept our repentance. May Allah make our good deeds far outweigh our bad deeds. May Allah save us from the hellfire and grant us Jannah. Jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.